Benson Community Gardens. The community allotment has woken up. I especially get excited when I see the rhubarb that had wintered underground springing up with its pink shoots to pick. The rhubarb reminds me that it is time to go foraging for wild garlic and turning it into pesto. The smell is overwhelmingly evocative of memories in the Argyle Woods, where it grows so prolifically. It is made using wild garlic leaves and flowers, virgin olive oil, Parmesan cheese, lemon juice and black pepper. We arrived in Benson from the west coast of Scotland in 2019. I would make a lot of wild garlic pesto when living up there. Upon our first spring in Benson in 2019, we cycled all over the area hunting for wild garlic and found none. I asked my sister to post me some from Yorkshire, where it grew in her local cemetery. My brother-in-law posted me some from their garden in Derbyshire, where it grows beside their stream. And another friend sent me some from Bristol. I finally discovered a large patch of it up in Piss Hill, and I felt I was home. This year on the allotment, we will be focusing on the five senses, filling the space with colourful, semi-wild, edible flowers, herbs and the old favourite, veg, though we don't have any wild garlic there. The bench that the Benson Bulletin donated to us is there to invite you to rest a while. We have been clearing the allotment over the last few weeks, digging in compost and manure in readiness to plant out the seedlings that are inside the polytunnel. Please come down and see what's going on and enjoy a picnic or a drink with a friend. There will be many flowers that are both colourful and edible. Cornflowers are great for drying and using as a cake topping. Love in the Mist is edible and the seeds, nigella, are used like chia seeds. The dried calendula flowers can also be used as cake toppers, and I use them to make face and body creams as they have such healing properties. Perfumed English roses are also wonderful to put in a salad or top a cake with. We have planted two David Austin Gertrude Jekyll climbing roses that will grow over the pergola. We hope there will be enough flowers to pick a few for a vase or bring to someone who needs some cheering up. We always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in the space and come to do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com.